What's going on, wrestling fans? Welcome into another edition of Near Falls with D-Hall, a wrestling podcast. Today, it is my favorite episode of the year. My favorite project, the Whipio preseason preview. So pumped up to release this to you guys. Just right off the bat, we're doing it a little bit different than we did last year. Last year, I had them all together on one. It was like 3 hours long. It was a lot. This year, I'm changing it up. Each single team is going to have their own little video, their own little episode of the pod. So you won't have to sift through all the other stuff. Super excited for that. We talked to all these different coaches, man. I had 30 guys come on from across AA and AAA, which shattered my goals for this year, which is awesome. So yeah, man, just super excited to release this to you guys. It was a lot of fun. These coaches were open and honest. They had great insight, and for me, man, just to sit down and listen to these guys talk about what they're wrestling, there's not much better in my world. So without further ado, here is the Whipio preseason preview. Thank you guys, love Jens, as always, brought to you by Switch Custom Apparel.
Welcome to the Near Falls Whipio Show, where D-Hall and Kaz are gonna tell you all the things you wanna know. Whether it's Trinity or Spencer Lee or Mr. Kurt Angle, just ask Vinny D, Whipio, Ken and Mac for sure. They got the interviews to serve your soul.
Joining me next on the call, assistant coach of Laurel High School, Antonio Rieno. How are you, sir?
Good. How about you, man?
Doing good. Almost slipped up on that name. I had to make sure I got that right. I had to clarify that before we even started. But here we are. I'm super pumped up to have you on. You're a new one. You're one of the new guys I'm having on this year. Always looking to grow. Always looking to have more communities on the show. Super pumped up. Talk to me about Laurel. Talk to me about your alumni group. Do you have guys wrestling in college, guys doing big things outside the wrestling room? Talk to me just about Laurel in general.
Yeah. So the alumni, so we have Grant McKay. He's wrestling at Pitt right now. He just wrestled in the blue gold match about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
We also have Abby Miles, who took third in the state at
Stud.
The girls. Okay. And she's wrestling at Albion University up in Michigan. We were a really heavy senior class last year, but those were the only two that wrestled in college. But we have a bunch of them that went for football, like Chase Tinsman's playing football, Washington Jefferson, Colton Hill's playing football at Geneva. So,
Alex, easy. Sorry.
That's all right.
So you have multiple guys playing football?
Yeah.
That's awesome. As you get into the off-season program, how's that gone for you guys this year?
Well, I mean, the off-season, you know, after the season's done, I mean, the majority of our wrestlers play football. So, but we have a large group that go to club. That we have some kids that go to Quest, some kids that go to Bad Karma. We started up our off-season program after school came back. It was, I think it was the middle of September, end of September, about 1 day a week. And then within a month, we bumped it to 2 days a week. So large turnout, especially once football ended. We mixed it in with the girls, the junior high, and the varsity. And it's just exciting to see a room full of wrestlers.
That's awesome, man. I love that. So talk about that. Talk about your numbers, the guys that you have in the room. Who are some of the leaders that you're going to be leaning on as the season gets started?
Yeah, so our numbers look good. We rostered on our varsity 20, and on our junior high, I believe it was 14 or 15 on our junior high. And then our girls program we're at 10 right now with our girls program.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So we are a freshman, heavy class this year. A lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, and we have one senior coming back this year, and that's Willie Moore. And we're looking at him to be the leader and step up and be the voice in that room. This is a kid that's always been on the cusp. I mean, he's always been, you know, regional qualifier, you know, 20 wins, you know, hopefully this is a year that he's going to, you know, break out. And, but also with this heavy freshman class, you know, we're also looking at maybe some of these freshmen stepping up and taking the lead too.
Who's some of those freshmen we need to keep our eye on?
So we had our coach and staff, we've been kind of talking about this team for a while, and we've been waiting for this class to bum up.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, we've been waiting for it. So, I mean, last year they did pretty well. I mean, I think this is a team that went to Connellsville Duels last year, and, you know, they took, I think they took third as a team in Connellsville Duels. They, you know, placed second overall in M3 out in Moreauville, you know. Large amount of state qualifiers, of course, a heavyweight. Laura always has a heavyweight.
He's right.
A full place winner, so we got him moving up. So nice. Anyways.
I see the smile, man. That's awesome. That's
hey, you know stuff. What? You know what? In a way you look at it, you know, yeah, you know, I'm pumped to get a young team. All right. Yeah. And, you know, it's exciting. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Something different. You got a young squad, an influx of freshmen that are bringing some new juice in. That's good stuff, man. Yeah. I'm pumped up to see them do their things. Yeah. So let's talk about the next thing on the docket, schedule, man. As you get into the season, how are you forming the schedule for those young guys? And, you know, ultimately you got to get that guy over the hump, your senior.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we're kind of backing off the Winter Mayhem tournament this year. We didn't think it was a good idea to go this year, but I mean, we're going to, we have, I think, five tournaments. We're starting off at Sheets Classic up in Greenville. It's a duel. Nice. We're going to the Moon Duels again. We got the MAC tournament in beginning of January, I believe. And we're doing something new. We're going to Mercer tournament. And
So you're doing a couple trips up north there.
Yeah. And then we're going to close out with Fred Bell.
So how far is Greenville from you guys? Not far.
Nah, about maybe 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's a nice, I've had a few guys talk about there's some tournaments up there that they're going to. That's a nice little niche area, man. There's some really tough wrestling out there. Oh, Hickory's really good. Reynolds is really good. Some of those Ohio teams right over the border are really, really tough. It's a nice little pocket.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Next thing I have on the list. Coaching staff, who's going to be helping you lead the charge with these guys, getting these guys prepared, ready for the matches and the tournaments and such?
Well, you got head coach Kevin Carmichael. Now, I think he's entering his 30th season, but
that's awesome.
Yeah. And, he's the head coach, built this program to where it is from six wrestlers to where it's at now. So, and then with the varsity, we have another assistant. It's Jay Matteo. He came on the staff a few years ago. He's actually a Laurel alumni, two-time state place winner, wrestled at Pitt Johnstown, was at Summit for a while, but joined our staff, and he's a great addition, great technical wrestler and great for the room. And he also is the head coach of the girls program as well.
Oh, nice. So talk about that, man. You guys have one of the bigger contingents of girls team in the Whippeal. Obviously you highlighted last year, you guys have one of the best girls in the state. She wrestled on the Dapper Dan team. She was a stud. Is that a focus for you guys to keep building this girls program up and to be, you know, one of the pioneers of the state?
Absolutely. Yeah. Since we implemented it last year and it got sanctioned, going into this year, the girls just, they just flocked to join. I mean, we're getting gymnasts out on the team. I mean, it's great. The one that we're really, who's kind of leading the helm on that, team is Alexis Brua. She's a senior this year, And she was a fourth place finisher in the state last year. And then we pulled up the two junior high girls who were state place winners that are coming up and wrestling the varsity level. So, but yeah, we're just going to keep keep grinding, keep growing that program. I mean, because it looks very promising right now. We were able to get them a good amount of tournaments this year. We actually got them a dual meet scheduled. So yeah, it's very, very exciting.
I love that. Okay. Room games. Are you guys dodgeball group, kickball group, handball? What do you guys get into?
Oh man, wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball. Oh, interesting. Man. Let's go.
Like, I'll tell you
traditional
what.
Like yellow tube wiffle ball stick.
Let's we got a stick. But there's sometimes we use a ball, but sometimes we get mat tape and roll it up and use that.
That gets a little wild, huh?
Very competitive. Very competitive.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's your spot? You throwing pitches, throwing curveballs and whatnot.
No, I don't take that away from Jay. Jay's the Randy Johnson in the room. I'm more of like a shortstop.
Okay. Yeah. Field general, making sure the guys are in the spots, right?
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, that's good stuff. Wiffle ball, man. I'll be honest with you. That's a first. I have not heard that yet. I love that. Wiffle ball. Good stuff. Yeah. Okay. Social medias, how can we follow your squad this year?
Yeah, so we have a few different outlets. Matches, they get broadcast on the Laurel School District page on YouTube. And also we have another sports outlets called Lawrence County Sportsnet. And they usually come to about one or two matches and broadcast those. We have a Twitter page. It's Gangrene Wrestling. And we have a Facebook page, which is Laurel Wrestling.
Good stuff. Okay. A lot of ways to find you guys. That's awesome. Okay. Next thing. Last thing. Anything or anyone you want to shout out before I leave you go?
Yeah. So, I'm going to condense it down. There's a lot of shout outs.
It's okay. You can do the whole list, brother. I'm here for you.
So, first off, it's Kevin Carmichael, the head coach. Like I said, he's the staple of this program. Like I said, I think it has to be about this 30th season coming in and
awesome.
Building a program, from you got six varsity wrestlers, six junior high wrestlers and building up to where it's at now. And it just, it really shows, how his leadership and his character. Another one's Jay Matteo, coming back to help us coach. He's a great addition to the room and running that girls program. Billy Ray Moore, Braden Strohecker, our junior high coaches. Another one's Ike Miles. I have to give him a shout out. He's the head of our boosters and our elementary program. Nice. And you want to talk about a guy who grinds. He hires the right coaches, gets the kids in the right competitions. And when they come up to us, they're ready to wrestle. And he built that elementary program 80 plus strong. I mean, it's going well. And I have to give him some love. Our boosters program, Laurel Administration. And lastly, my wife,
absolutely. Give her the shout. Let's
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. I mean, this is my 21st season coaching and it's a lot of long weekends, now a lot of during
a lot
the week,
of what time are you getting home texts?
Exactly. And, she's just nothing but supportive of letting me do what I love to do. So,
wrestling wives are a different breed, dude. They put up with a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Good stuff. Good shout out there, man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and good luck to the Spartans, man. Can't wait to, I definitely will see you at Max. That's one of my go-tos. I always come out to Max because I have a connection with West Allegheny, obviously, and then Freedom too. So, and now I get to talk to you and I got the Quaker Valley guys out there. So I'm excited, man. I'll see you at some point this season and good luck at all those District 10. See those District 10 guys up there, man. That's a nice little pocket. I'm excited to see some results from up there.
Nice. All right. Yeah, no doubt. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
All right.